Aircheckdownloads.com.
Counting down to the start of Radio 1 Vintage.
10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2, 5, 4, 3. Radio 1, go.
Go, 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 go.
The voice of Radio 1.
Woke up one morning, half asleep.
Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Music, music, music.
Music, music, music.
Listen to the music.
Radio 1.
And now the story so far.
Everyone, welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
It's Rewind.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
It's time to wake up.
Get up.
Hey. Our guests for the day are here.
My eyes were shut, but I was still awake.
Right, yeah.
Wake yourself up!
The nerves never go when you enter that studio.
Listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Can you stop showing up in front of your friends?
I think this one's going to get a little bit deep. It's musical and it's personal.
Please welcome to Radio 1, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. You guys know how to count backwards from 40, right?
We'll find out in a second.
You'll be fine.
Now, this is the official chart with Greg James.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 10th of July, 2015. It's 4 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 1, and welcome to the exciting new sound of the official chart with Greg James for the first time ever on a Friday.
Ready to press play.
Press play, baby.
One.
This is where it begins. BBC Radio 1.
There's a magic in the air.
We're here to have a good time.
Constantly amazing.
20 years we made Ibiza our home.
We're going to celebrate Radio 1's 20-year association with Ibiza. Tonight, coming live from the Royal Albert Hall.
Let's do this.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
On Friday, I sent my friend Chris off to interview Mila Kunis. It's now had just under 3 million views.
I'm a very average lad from Watford. This shouldn't be happening to me.
I know. But enjoy it. It won't happen again.
Greg James in Afghanistan.
With the Forces Station, BFBS.
And BBC Radio 1.
So it's becoming slightly more normal now, which in itself is weird that it's normal to be in Afghanistan.
The Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
100,000 people will see dozens of acts over 2 days.
If you live in Hackney, you should be buzzing this morning.
BBC Radio 1's Hackney Weekend.
Let's go, let's go!
2012.
Let's go, let's go!
Newsbeat.
Chris Moyles is stepping down from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
We've had a little play with the new Newsbeat jingles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just to kind of emphasise the message that they're trying to get across.
I don't know if I've improved it in any way. I hope that we have, Dave.
Let's have a listen.
Let's see if this kind of says more to you.
Listen, watch, share.
Do you believe in love?
Sorry, I'm only right. See, it's another share song, Alan.
Share.
See what we've done there?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 55 minutes.
Danny Howard.
So it really was the moment that changed my life. And fast forward 8 months, here I am with my own show on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's superstar DJ.
And that person going to Ibiza to DJ at Radio 1's party tomorrow night in front of thousands of people, in front of real superstar DJs, Calvin Harris and Pete Tong on your shoulder watching you as you do your thing and the crowd go mad. That person going to Ibiza and the winner of the superstar DJ competition is... to you, Danny.
Oh, my God.
Well done. Danny, you have won.
Well done.
If you like your music, it's the place to be. Radio 1's big weekend is here. And tickets are free.
Thank you, Carlisle, for making Radio 1's Big Weekend a massive success.
Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Okay, well, look, here in the Live Lounge, down at Maida Vale, is Eminem.
Music is my passion. This is what I'm passionate about, so why don't we just do it?
You just want to do it? She comes from Yonkers, New York. At 17, she went to the Tisch School of Arts in New York City. They only take 20 people a year, and she was one of those people. So obviously the talent was there from an early age. It's Lady Gaga live on Radio 1 in the Live Lounge.
Joe Alley, Radio 1, Jigga Man. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all raw. How'd you like that?
I like it a lot. Yeah. That'll do me nicely. Thank you both to Dean Jay-Z in the Live Lounge. In my house, in my lounge, I guess.
I'm honored to be here today.
The Red Nose Climb on Radio 1.
I am indeed going to Africa, and I am going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I will do everything I can to get to the top of that mountain, and I'm really determined. I'm definitely going to do it.
I'm getting on with it, and I will reach the top.
Thanks to you lot texting in, we now have £1 million.
We're on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Half time of the show, it's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to rumble!
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyle.
BBC Switch on Radio 1. Now, Nick Grimshaw.
Ooh, scary, Reg. How are you, man?
I'm good. They say your name now. That's awesome.
It just used to be Annie Mac, and then we'd drop in a Grimmy.
No, but it was quite sexy. Nick Grimshaw.
Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a rubbish name, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It is. It sounds like I sell paper.
My name's Phoebe, and I'm from Midway. Lovely weather, nice in the sunshine, so it's really good. Can't wait for Adele to come on. I love her new one.
Natalie from Folkestone. Pendulum and Adele. Oh, I like her. Chasing Pavements. Pretty cool.
Hi, this is Adele, and you're listening to Radio 1's Big Weekend in Maidstone, Kent.
This is the biggest thing I've ever done, and probably the most exciting, so thank you very much. And a big thank you to Radio 1. They've been amazing, so... this is Hometown Glory.
FM.
Online.
National One.
Radio One.
Radio 1 Vintage begins in 50 minutes.
The Brit Awards 2008, Radio 1.
It's Scott with Edith at the Brits.
How are you?
Very well.
Nice to meet you.
Scott, yes. I've got a phone number for you, Perez.
You do? Oh my goodness.
0770.
No, no, don't read that out on the radio.
Really?
Can he still hear you?
No. We just gave him the flirt divert number.
I love it.
They call me Wiley. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
And you're on air.
Thank you, Shepherds. That is his name, and I am Zane, and good evening. Who's our boy? 8-1-1-9. Tonight's show is going to be amazing. I can say that with confidence after 52 seconds.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Come on!
One.
At the end of the month, Radio 1 celebrates four decades at the cutting edge of new music.
In new music, we trust.
So here you go. First ever free download for Radio 1. Adele, Hometown Glory, exclusively for Zane Lowe.
You're listening to The Surgery. I'm Kelly Osborne. Now, it's time for Dr. Mark to give you as much medical information as we can squeeze into the next 10 minutes.
Accident and emergency is now open. The doctor will see you now.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Trevor! Trevor!
Hey, Mr. Nelson.
Hey, it's Scott. You know what to do. Leave a message. Thanks.
Hi, Scott, mate. It's JK here. Look, me and Joel are not going to be around this week to do the chart show, so, any chance you could do it, mate?
Yeah, and you won't have to do it all by yourself. We've got some help for you, and you're not going to believe who it is. It's the big dog himself, Westwood. He said he'll come in and help you out.
Yo, understand how it's going down. That's right. The heaviest chart of all charts. All you other charts, pack up and go home. I'm pimping this chart, baby, because that's what I does.
Radio 1's chart show.
It's Scott Mills and Westwood.
Sunday from 4.
I'm pimping this chart, because that's what I does.
Dog, you can't miss that chart show. I'm tuning in beyond belief.
That right there is classic radio waiting to happen. If you miss it, you are a mug.
Listen again to all of Radio 1.
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I've been on the road for about 2 months now through various different guises. It's been great running into people who are all starting bands with their friends, coming up, giving demo tapes. Can you have a listen? Of course, we do our very best to listen to everything. Every couple of weeks, we sit down with 70 or 80. We go through them. We will listen. If you're ready, you will get played. If not, just keep writing, keep recording, keep giving them to us. This band is ready. They call it the Arctic... What? Arctic Monkeys? Check this out. It's a demo.
All right, so once again, for those of you who don't know what this is, Terry Wogan has more listeners than us. Even though we like him, even though he's a great broadcaster, and I look up to him and respect him, and one day I want a job at Radio 2, I want to steal some of his listeners. If we get a million of his listeners, that means we pretty much level out on audiences. You know, we'll be neck and neck. I like that.
Does that make me crazy?
Barclay Crazy has become the first record to reach number one from download sales alone.
Radio One.
Hello, please. This is David Bowie calling. Yours was the show on the wireless, Mark and Lard. Goodbye, chaps. It was all for the best.
This is Radio One.
In June, a man who is head of specialist programming at Radio One took us up to this small room. He sat there and he's a very, very, he's a calm man. He's our one seriously calm brother, yeah? And he just stood there and goes, how do you feel about 9 to 11pm?
I just got a buzz thinking about it again, man. Ugh.
28th of July, 2004, British Asian music went to the heart of the mainstream British musical life.
Call now, 08700 100 100.
Hi, David, what are we having in this time? It's Andrew. Please, can you play me Push and Strange World, please?
Hello, Dave. This is Leslie and Stacey in Frankston. We're just going out clubbing tonight. Hope you're having a great time in Nottingham. Please, can you play Push by Strange well.
This is the sound of Sunday night. Dance Anthems with Dave Pearce, live from the works in Nottingham.
Dance Anthems. Radio 1. It's
BBC Radio 1 and we're here with you for another 2 hours tonight. We are broadcasting live from Glastonbury 2004. Next up, for 2 hours of drum and bass with Fabio and Groove Rider.
That's what I'm talking about.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 45 minutes.
For years of our teenage lives, if you were of a certain age, you'll remember this theme tune meant only one thing. The man who stood for the maverick, the misunderstood, the often much maligned, was about to lead us through another 2 hours of implausibly eclectic new music. He would excite and baffle us at different turns, but this slightly understated but redoubtable bloke would bundle through a pile of records that we simply wouldn't hear anywhere else on the radio.
It's called Time for Change, and going to be a bit of a change, as I keep pointing out, over the next couple of weeks while I'm away. I hope you've listened to and enjoy those programmes. And I'll be back in your midst at the beginning of November, refreshed, I hope, and with loads of your requests to play too. And a session from Lally Pooner on the Tuesday. Thanks as always for listening, and coming up now, it's Anne Nightingale.
Radio 1.
From January 2004. Your morning routine will never be the same again. January 5th, 2004, Chris Moyles at breakfast.
Whatever you do at breakfast, do it with breakfast on Radio 1. Judge Jules does.
Big weekend, Manchester. Radio 1.
Hello, this is Stuart from the Stereophonics. You can join me and the boys and 10,000 Radio 1 listeners this Sunday at Heaton Park in Manchester for Radio 1's first One Big Weekend.
Radio 1. The music. Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Welcome to the Rhythm Nation, a very special Rhythm Nation on Radio 1 because I'd like to call her my USA girlfriend. I love her so much. We got Mary J. Blige here. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Trevor.
The Dream Team. Nothing more than a bunch of irons. Mikey B. Timmy.
It's a love affair with Nina in the back of my Cortina.
DJ Spoony. One Flash Harry. I'll come round my manor and give it.
Let's go again.
Duty in Radio 1. Yeah.
Radio 1. Sarah Clark's live from Coastline in Ibiza on Radio 1.
Happening to you in Ibiza, Coastline, hello! How the devil are you? We're having a corking afternoon, it's just getting better, baby. Oh, I'd like to thank the crowd here, I love you all.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Hello, world.
How does it feel to be in the 21st century, then? We will always remember this place tonight. We will always remember Liverpool, the Pierhead, where we saw in the year 2000.
The countdown to the millennium is on.
The millennium.
97 to 99 FM.
Radio 1.
Radio
1.
Radio
1. Okay, let me just tell you precisely what's happening. This is the Radio 1 Roadshow from the football ground in Marazine in Penzance. We're on stage with 20,000 people.
We can see on the radio on the screen a fantastic total solar eclipse taken from the pictures above the clouds. That's what we've been hoping to see. That's impressive on a screen.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 40 minutes.
You're on
Joe
Wiley.
Activated.
Access
the music.
Hello, I am C-3PO, human cyborg relations in a galaxy far, far away with an important message. People of Earth, please tune in to Joe Wiley at 12 noon today to celebrate 21 years of Star Wars. Yes, the Force will be with you on Radio 1.
If you heard this sound, it's not because we're being censored or saying anything bad like something. You are, was it simply
97 to 99 FM?
Radio 1.
Hey, I tell you what, the vicar phoned me up the other day, asked me if I'd give him a hand organising this party he was arranging for the bishop's 70th birthday. Well, I told him I would be more than delighted to help out. You know, there's nothing more I enjoy than a good bash with the old bishop. But he's a great company, he is, particularly at parties.
Generation Mix, Generation Mix.
I could have been a Spice Girl had I been a little slimmer and shorter.
It's a Spice Girls weekend next weekend on Radio 1, including that Spice Girls special between 3 and 4, just ahead of the chart. We just played you that new track from the Spice Girls album, Spice World.
And thanks very much, Victoria Spice, for calling up this morning. And morning, Mr. Beckham. She misses you too.
Is there free parking at Spice World?
Raymond, you're on in a minute.
What do you want the evening session? For a Thursday night, and we welcome our guests into the studio. We have Noel and Liam Gallagher with us. And this is the first time, Noel, you're saying you've been interviewed together since, 1964.
Yeah. Was that before I left the Beatles?
It was before I was born.
Was that before you joined the Beatles?
Radio 1, the session for a Thursday night. If you're offended by any of the language on tonight's show, turn off. That's our advice.
Digital radio from the BBC.
Knockout quality.
A new age in wireless.
You're hearing the future.
Whoa.
Mom, Digital Radio 1 sounds better. Radio revolutionized forever.
It continues with no crackle or pop.
How's the 6-foot blonde with long legs sound?
Knockout. Kevin Zoe, get me going. They're the breakfast stars that are bound to go far on the show that's got the lot. Make your hold-ups with the roundups. In his clapped-out plane, he's completely insane and he's totally lost the plot.
Good morning, they've got a gap in here for us to talk. Hi, Zoe.
Ah, yes. Sorry, just take a bit of the Charleston. What a great way to start the morning. Go, sorry.
Quite a realistic Charleston, that. It's a very short gap, though.
Zoe, get me going. It's the breakfast show till 9 o'clock every morning on Radio 1.
Stop! What about the show that's chock full of quality items at the new time of 1 till 3? Carry on!
Good morning, it's 4:10, it's Monday morning, it's the 28th of July, 1997. Just in case you've been living in a box somewhere in, I don't know, Bristol for the past couple of years, you don't know what year it is. 1997 is the year. Right, phone call if you want to phone up and say hello. Introduce yourself, because I'd like to introduce myself to you. I'm new boy. Hi, new kid on the block, Chris.
Radio 1.
Isaac, Zachary and Taylor Hanson with me on Radio 1. Going to do another live number for us shortly. What's the best thing about being so famous, so successful, and even if you haven't seen any of the money yet, so rich, so young?
It's not what it's about. I mean, what it's about is the fact that we're getting to do the music that we love to do as a job.
Radio 1. More music. Now then, no, all joking aside, though.
Yeah.
Take that.
Shocking.
I've split today.
Take That fans are struggling to come to terms with the news the band is to split. The group says they want to quit while at the top.
Still going on about the Beatles, aren't they? I think I'll always go on about Take That. I know it's some people don't understand, but it is a complete addiction. I think I'm obsessed.
Ibiza as it is on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
I'm Jennifer Cox from the Global Update, and I'm sat outside the Cafe Mambo, along with stacks of other people, just down the beach from the famous Cafe Del Mar, San Antonio, Ibiza. It's a great place to be. You've got people swimming in the sea, and we're sat up on the veranda drinking cold beer, listening to the music, and looking out to the horizon, waiting for the sun to go down.
Radio 1, more music.
The Driffield Times, front page, Friday, 5th of July, 1996. Chris Evans has touched down in Driffield for the event of the year. The Ginger Top radio and television superstar is here, and he's brought his wacky breakfast crew with him.
And the third pip, the time, will be showtime.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 35 minutes.
97 to 99. And I just want to welcome everyone to Notting Hill Carnival 95. Radio 1 representing, live to the UK, 10 till 12 midnight tonight.
Top 40. So it's moment of truth time. The UK's number two song is Blur or Oasis? Which one do you think? Okay, I'll tell you. It's Oasis at number two.
The UK's number one.
Essential.
And we'll post it out there on the BBC homepages of the internet. And I keep saying that and not giving you the address, and I do get a lot of inquiries, so it's very complicated, but here it comes. http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tom/index:html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
I think it's time to say good morning, Voice Over Man.
What? Hello? Hello?
Hello, what's going on there?
Turn this damn thing off.
Turn it off. Voice Over Man.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, thank God for that, Steve. I just bought this new drum machine. I couldn't turn the running thing off.
You were jungling up there, weren't you?
Damn right, Tom, I was, yes.
Now, the new 1FM breakfast show starts on Monday with Chris Evans. Good luck, Chris, and please join him and continue to support Radio 1FM. It's almost 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for your emails, your faxes, your letters and calls. Thanks for listening. And remember, I'll be back.
97 to 99. If you ever run a marathon, but actually, you know.
So it's any cheating, it's not just a bribe.
It's not just a bribe, any cheating. If you're a fraud and you want to unburden yourself.
Can I unburden myself now?
It's Mad Nick Hancock.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Chemistry O level.
Yeah.
I wrote the harbour process on my stomach.
Did you?
Yeah. It didn't come up, but I did write the harbour process on my stomach. It was always either the harbour process or the contact process came up. And, of course, the contact process came up.
How much of your stomach did it actually cover?
So I could open my shirt and just look down.
You don't think that would be at all conspicuous?
No.
Welcome to the brand new sound of Sunday nights. Kicking off with the essential selection.
The Weekend on 1FM.
Live and direct from those world-famous studios.
That's Purple Rain from Prince, The Choice. You may be amazed to know of a front bench spokesman for the Labour Party. Maybe not so surprised, because he's my guest tonight, Tony Blair. How old are you, Tony?
39.
Well, it's a sign of ageing that a front bench spokesman in the House of Commons is only 8 years older than I am.
But does that make you feel worried?
It does a little bit, I must admit.
The 1FM Remix.
4 o'clock in the morning. What time do you call that?
You are a plank and a bit of a daft dollop.
Cheers.
If you said 1963, you were right on the button.
Okay, and so on the show this lunchtime, the top 10...
Hello, and good afternoon, everybody.
Call, tell us your favourite song and win a brand new stereo.
Well, my guest this evening, Her Royal Highness Princess Michael's Ken.
20 minutes to 2 o'clock with music now from Pink Floyd.
24 hours of the new 1FM. The remix starts March the 9th.
97 to 99!
No, 30 quid, 8 windows. Don't you think that's disgraceful? A fellow was on the phone earlier. £3 up there in Scarborough for 8 windows, inside and out.
You're not tight, are you?
And me?
It does say here, Bruno, tighter than ever.
That's the show.
Oh, right, I understand.
97 to 99!
Mayo, salmon mayo. Daylight come and we won't wake up.
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on, show us what you're made of.
Summer, that's a joke.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage. Begins in 30 minutes. BBC Radio
1. The Merry White House Experience. Thank you, thank you. Now, I'd like to say at this stage that nothing in this programme is at all risque, near the bone, offensive or even satirical. In fact, we'll be spending most of the time talking about the weather. And speaking of the weather, I must say it's been a very, very mild winter. You can tell that because there are so many pensioners still around.
Well, hello there. This is TV on the radio, Thomas Vance, the music vendor, and welcome to the Friday Rock Show.
Thank you.
Join us when we come back as Britain's top-rated award-winning radio show continues after the news.
Yes, yes. Right now, 4:30 in Central Europe, 3:30 the UK, the news on the network, Mark Whittaker reports.
News 90 with Sybil Roscoe and Alan Robb.
And this is how it looks tonight.
After 2 days of freedom, Soweto's favourite son is welcomed home.
Nelson Mandela!
What is 75 feet long with a stage area of 13,000 square feet? What has its own satellite ground station and generator, a mobile record and CD library, and a state-of-the-art broadcast studio? What will be seen by over 750,000 people this year alone? What is the biggest free show of the summer? The new Radio 1 Roadshow, 1990, at a town near you.
Today, live from the green Seton Carew Hartlepool with Phillips Open!
BBC Radio 1 FM, good morning from Seton Carew! Well, we must have about, how many do you reckon? 20,000 people. That sounds to me like 20,000 people. There are happy faces like you have never seen before.
Have we gone off the air?
Radio 1 FM.
National Radio 1. With the UK's favourite DJs.
Steve Wright.
Mr. Ingrid.
Britain's favourite Radio 1.
Such a busy show. I really don't know what to do.
Who's that?
Gervais, I wasn't taking the mickey out of you, I promise.
The love-hate relationship of the decade.
No,
it's all yours.
No,
what do you mean love-hate? just hate.
Bye. Rise and shine on Radio 1. Good morning.
Put your chips down. How you doing?
Morning, Bruno. Morning, everybody. Here we go again.
Unfortunately.
I've been living in style.
Have you been to Hamburg before?
You've won!
You have just won 24 hours of laughs. Oh!
You are a winner!
Listen and win. Win. Win.
31 days in May. You got it. And May's not finished yet. Stay tuned for more big, big prizes on the big one.
Radio 1 FM.
In the beginning, there was Tony Blackburn.
I think like giving yourself a round of applause before you start.
And then came Noel Edmonds.
Hello, good morning.
Followed by DLT. And then there came Mike Reed, followed by the man they named Mike Smith.
Question is, which unusual vegetable?
And now...
it's me, Simon Mayo.
The Breakfast Crew.
It's coming up to 8 o'clock. This is Radio 1 with history in the making. 3, 2, 1, in goes the switch.
The radio of the future is here today.
Brilliant. We are now on in FM in central Scotland. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1. All your records are going to sound brilliant now.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 25 minutes.
Britain's favourite Radio 1.
So, they did the decent thing, and in October 1976, they got married, and they had all the things that young couples want. A large mortgage, the in-laws round every Sunday for lunch, and no baby talk until after a few years she got broody, did Moira, and in February 81 Victoria was born. And that's where the R tune comes in, because in fairness Steve isn't that slushy and sentimental, but Moira is. And this is what Moira saw when she came round.
Gary Davis bit in the middle. Radio 1.
Five or ten and a half, faded suntan, smooth, soir, sophisticated, and the moment that you have been waiting for, an inside leg measurement of... oh, Kitty, you've come in. Oh, come in for the night. Yeah, I'll get you a dinner in a sec. You just go over there in the corner of the studio. Make yourself at home, Kitty. Yeah.
Coast to coast in FAB stereo.
Astley gets the biggest selling single of 1987 with Never Gonna Give You Up.
Well, that's a bit much. Rick Astley, number one this week, Never Gonna Give You Up. Bit much starting the show without me this morning. I'm a bit upset by that, actually. I thought you would have waited. Just because it's 7 o'clock doesn't mean you have to go and start the show without me. I mean, you know, normally most places they wait for the presenter to arrive. Well, I suppose there's no holding you back this morning. 4 minutes past seven. I'm still trying to get over a rude awakening I was recording just a few minutes ago, which we haven't actually resolved.
Radio 1.
It's all on compact disc from now until 6.
That was the Michelle Wallace of Mount Soul in Leicestershire, who has something to say to Samantha Fox. Now, look here, she says, Sam, you blabbing on in the sun about having started the ripped jeans fashion. She says, I'm afraid not, Sam. Morton of AHA started it. Well, I'm afraid not, Michelle, because as far as I know, it was the Ramones that started it. Years and years ago, they had ripped jeans, and they're back in this country, and I'm going to try and see them and check out if they still have probably the same pair of ripped jeans that they had about 8 years ago.
The best sound in Britain.
Simon Bass is coming along in a moment. Right now, it's 9:30. Tuesday morning, 29th of April. In the newsroom, Ian Parkinson.
The Americans have offered to help the Russians after the major nuclear accident in the Ukraine. It happened at the Chernobyl power station north of the city of Kiev.
I'm Janice Long, and in this series, I'm chatting away to girls who've been successful with their music, and we're talking about all sorts of things. Now, this week, it's a girl who originally came to prominence as one half of an electro duo formed as a result of a split within Depeche Mode. Well, this week, it's Alison Alf Moyo.
Nighttime Radio 1 with
Dennis Moore.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. 16 hours of live music in aid of famine relief in Africa.
They opened the doors. One person ran on the pitch. Then another person ran on the pitch. Then another person. And before you knew it, the stadium was filled with 72,000 people.
Everybody was crying around me, and I just thought, Christ, what a noise, you know. And I think then the scale of the thing hit me when I saw all those people.
And it's long overdue.
You might not be afraid of ghosts, but here's a man who certainly knows his spirits. At 8 o'clock in the morning, sorry, Peter can't make it this morning. Got a budgie in instead. How are you, Pete?
All right, great. All right, absolutely true. I don't know why. Perhaps because I had a really hot bath at about 6:45 this morning, and I just sort of wallowed in there for about 15 minutes.
Ooh, so you're on the boil.
I'm absolutely bubbling, yeah.
Radio 1 Vintage begins in 20 minutes.
This week's Top 40.
That's Living All Right, Auf Wiedersehen Pet from Joe Fagan.
Two.
Pipes of Peace from Paul McCartney.
One.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Relax, which, because of the nature of his lyric, we don't think suitable for broadcasting. The Top 40 is produced by Don George, and we're back on air. 5 o'clock until 7 next week.
Number 1 for music.
Thank you, Simon.
Times this morning featuring the hits and headlines of 1970 and 1982.
11:30, it's a bit of hang about, leave it out, will you?
2 o'clock, I'm all right, you all right? Let's go down to the Ideal Home exhibition, which should be all right. All right, go along and say hello, Steve. You all right? I'm all right, mate.
4:30, hello, mate, it's Peter Powell, including a couple of rounds of the record race.
7 o'clock, it's a bit of oop-a-ba-doop-a-doop, wee-wee! What's on?
Walters Weekly. David Jensen tonight featuring Wah and Sisters of Mercy in session. Sounds a gas, eh, chums?
Radio 1, good evening.
And in London to chat on the programme tonight is Morrissey, who's the lead singer of The Smiths. Hello, Morrissey.
Hello.
The first thing we've got to do, I guess, is establish for people who may not know anything about you, which is, I guess, quite a few people outside Manchester, how you came to be in a band called The Smiths. Are you a founder member of the quartet?
Yes, I am. I was discovered, if you like, by Johnny, the guitarist. He just came and unearthed me one day and insisted that we collaborate, and the Smiths emerged immediately, and we planned a strategy and everything's worked.
Lenny Henry!
Hello. A lot of people have written in asking how to become a Radio 1 DJ. Well, it is quite simple, really. All you have to do is speak clearly into the
mic,
and you don't even have to be well-educated. Of course, some of our jocks can
read
and
write
and do arithmetic, but we don't hold it against them. After all, one day it might come in
handy.
Now, you do need to have
sharp
wits and drive a flash car, something like a
Jensen.
And you must be prepared to play oldies like
Simon Smith
and his amazing dancing bear. Make sure your sentences aren't too
long,
or the BBC will never give you a
pat
on the back, and you'll stand no chance of winning a
Tony
Award. In fact, your whole career could
peter
out and become a complete
travesty.
For more hints and some great music, join me this Sunday from 10 till 12 on the Lenny Henry Sunday Hoot. But now, if you'll excuse me, I really must go to the
John Radio 1.
The Top 40 right now in stereo on VHF and also 275 and 285 meters in the medium wave band. Straight in the Radio 1 Top 40, position number 26. That's a new entry, Duran Duran and another called Planet Earth.
There's been reaction on both sides of the Atlantic to the murder earlier this morning of the former Beatle John Lennon. He was shot dead outside his home in New York. Our reporter Tom Brooke told us about the man who they're holding.
It is a 25-year-old Hawaiian called Mark Chapman. No one knows what the motive was.
National Radio 1.
Adrian Just!
Do you know, I've had some amazing news this week. There's some bloke in the south of England going round saying that he's me.
Oh, hello, I'm Adrian Just from BBC.
Hello,
I wanted to get
a fellas!
Everybody out!
Thinking,
welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Greetings, music lovers. It would take at least 24 hours of solid transmission to gather our last 5 years together and even hope to represent them in our final 3 hours. And today's music is chosen by you, the Saturday music lover of the Giants on Album. And here beginneth the final chapter on Saturday.
BBC Radio 1 Vintage begins in 15 minutes.
275 and 285.
275, 285.
Radio 1.
I don't believe this, of course, but I'm feeling kind of humble tonight because this is the last Radio 1 programme to be broadcast before we lumber over to 275, 285 metres. And do we have a special programme for you? No, not really, but we've got quite a good one.
Radio 1's new wave load from November 23. Rotate the dial hub to 275 or 285. That's your new reception hole. Now there's a joy.
It's time now for the most trivial fact ever broadcast on Radio 1. Only three records in America's top 25 this week are going down, and that ties the record for fewest records going down in the top 25 in 1 week. Now, we've already heard all three, which says something about the top nine you're about to hear. Math majors who heard last week's program will be able to compute what's going on.
News from Radio 1. Beep, 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 beep. Be a safe driver.
So much fun from 3 till 5. Special guests and special groups to blow your mind. Here at Mallory Park, David Hamilton on Super Radio 1.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the Radio 1 Fun Day Out from the very congested Mallory Park.
Well, I don't know what's happened there. We're supposed to have a little jingle, you see, that comes charging in and says, it's Wednesday and it's Sounds of the 70s, and tonight it's Dancing Jack Peel. It's what it's supposed to say, but I'll tell you what, we'll do it now.
Dancing Jack Peel.
Radio 1 on 247 metres and VHF with Sounds of the 70s.
Radio 1.
Tonight, Top Gear with John Peel.
A fine start, I think you'll agree, to practically any programme.
Radio 1.
Super.
Singing BBC.
On 247 metres, switch into Radio 1, it's exactly 1 o'clock.
Johnny Walker. Radio 1. Super Friday. Cop the question. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop the question now.
Radio 1 Vintage begins in 10 minutes.
Everything is here on 247. Music, fun, and laughter all day long. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
And tune to Radio 1.
Tune to Radio 1.
Every house jam-packed full of pleasure, represented by this little rhyme. Tune to Radio 1.
Tune to Radio 1.
Have a really good time.
Half of the entire British public, I appeal to you, don't I, chaps?
Yes, Kenny, you certainly do.
Here we go.
Time on Radio 1 is 5 o'clock, and here is Anne Nightingale, as promised, to introduce the... Let me send
them. Sorry, Terry.
Look, who's the senior man around here?
You are. Incidentally, I have a friend called Henry. He has a complaint to make. He says that he's been fighting off flab ever since you started your whole campaign. He drives along in his car, and as soon as that comes on, he leaps out of his car, side of the road, does all the exercises, and he says he's now put on 4 pounds.
I thought you were going to tell me he was knocked 40 yards by a passing truck.
But he's putting on weight. What are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to lay a finger on him, aren't you?
Susan Hubbard, many happy returns, and happy birthday to you. Susie, wake up.
Hello, darling.
Thank you.
Take a Wellington boot full of... In addition to which, you add an LP... Morning 70, an LP showcase full of... And finally, the merest hint of... And what have you got?
Super Music.
Hello, this is Johnny Moran. This afternoon at 4 o'clock on Radio 1, Seen and Heard celebrates 5 years on Radio 1. And for our fifth anniversary edition, we've got an interview with country music star Johnny Cash.
Just turn that dial. Make your music worthwhile. Radio 1, you stole my gal. But I love you just the same.
The Radio 1 computer scans the nation and now presents the brand new Radio 1 Fun 30. And here we are again on our brand new Fun 30. And the news this week is that we have 5 new entries, and all of them in the section from 21 to 30.
It's too much. Radio 1 is wonderful.
Well... Knuckles, it's Dave Cash.
It is.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kenneth. How are you? I got a cold, man.
You've got one of you.
But that, and everything. Oh.
Try this new remedy. Slap this over your conch.
All right.
Isn't that wonderful? He won't notice your nose from now on.
Emperor Roscoe. Hey, good morning, good afternoon to everybody. Always here. The easiest but as greasy. Got our thing going for us today. At 247 meters, got lots of things to say and much more to play. Tell you all about it in about 3 short minutes. It's always great to be back at Tiff's here in the heart of Exeter.
12:30 on Radio 1, the news in English.
Everything is wonderful on Radio 1. There's such a lovely lot of records and it's bundles of fun. And every now and then there's tons of jolly jingles and all. So everybody is listening, having a ball. 247 meters is the station to be. If you would like to listen to the greatest records with me, just sit and hold tight, don't move. Auntie BBC is the groove.
News starting in 7 minutes.
September, the BBC begins a new service for fans of popular music. There'll be light. And then there's pop.
With Sergeant Pepper's lovely
hearts. And then there's always... excuse me. This is how Radio 247 will work. From September, the BBC Light Programme channel on the medium wave will split from the service on 1500 metres in the long wave band, and with a little help from a lot of the newer DJs on the scene, will provide music all day, going back to the light only for programmes like Saturday Club, Midday Spin, and Housewife's Choice. Music, 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 all day on the new BBC popular channel 247.
In very little time now, it will be my pleasure and privilege to launch Radio 1 and 2. All of us here who have worked so hard during these past weeks have done so with two principal aims in view: to provide you with a better service of popular music and a greater measure of choice. A good deal of publicity has surrounded the plans for Radio 1, because in many ways it represents a new concept for BBC Radio. Radio 1 is designed to be young in heart and in style. And Radio 2 is much more than the old light programme shed of its 247-metre wavelength. It offers many alternatives to pop music whilst retaining the most popular features of the old light programme. Radio listening is part of the daily life of most of us. Any change in programmes or wavelengths takes some getting used to. And the changes involved in Radio 1 and 2 are pretty sweeping. We can only hope that they will find acceptance, and in due course, we hope, popularity too. Because most of what Radio 1 and 2 are going to do will be live, it's not possible to rehearse and evaluate everything beforehand. And like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly. And we must crave your indulgence if the shoes squeak a bit, though we hope they won't. And very far from a squeak is the exciting sound of George Martin's Theme 1 for Radio 1, part of which will herald the start of Radio 1's day from now on and close the combined networks at 2 o'clock in the morning. Listen to it now as it receives its first broadcast on Radios 1 and 2, Radio 1's Theme 1. That was George Martin's splendid Theme 1 for Radio 1. And this morning we've played it in full on both Radio 1 and 2. Well, in a few moments, it's going to be 7 o'clock, time for the first Tony Blackburn show on Radio 1, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 with Paul Hollingdale. But now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m., it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first early show on 247 meters medium wave, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. It's 50 years ago today since I welcome you to the exciting new sound of Radio 1. And 50 years on, we've even got Arnold back. When Radio 1 started in 1967, I was there to wake you up every day of the week, apart from Sunday. And today, we're recreating the first ever show. So, let's away! If this doesn't wake you up, then nothing will. This was number 3 this week, 50 years ago in the Radio 1 Fun 30 from The Move. It's called Flowers in the Rain.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap.
Flowers in the Rain by The Move. That was the one, the very first record I played 50 years ago.
Music hour by hour.
Too much on your tower. It's great.
Of power.
Music hour by hour. Up to date.
On your tower.
Wonderful BBC.
Aircheckdownloads.com.